Ararai World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
Ararai World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello, my listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin of Ararai World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, and Focus for Ukraine, Headline Newspaper, and News in Brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, first the headlines. European Union mission to ASEAN officially inaugurated in Jakarta. Prime Minister of Hungary Viktor Orban to visit Indonesia in February. All national elements must unify to prevent terrorism action. Now the news in detail. The European Union's mission to the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN, was officially inaugurated in Jakarta on Tuesday, with officials saying it will be exclusively dedicated to strengthen a relationship that is already excellent. Francisco Fontan Pardo, the European Union ambassador to ASEAN, told in a press conference that tries to elevate their relations with ASEAN to the strategic level. Pardo said that is very ambitious because European Union already have a very dense cooperation with ASEAN across a very wide range of sectors, from culture to economy, security, humanitarian issues, and many more. Pardo added, the idea is to try and see if European Union can bring the relationship up to the highest possible political level. ASEAN as a whole nation is the European Union's third largest trade partner, after the United States and China, and the European Union is ASEAN's second largest trading partner after China. Hungarian Ambassador to Indonesia Judith Nemeth Peck, on press conference to media in Jakarta on Tuesday, said that Prime Minister of Hungary, Viktor Orban, with his entourage, will make official visit to Indonesia to increase the bilateral cooperation. Based on the schedule, the Prime Minister will meet President Joko Widodo on February 1, 2016 in Jakarta. Judith said some of Hungarian ministers will also sign memorandum of understanding in many fields.
But now, definitely, in the relation between two countries, the highlight is
to give this really the importance, what it really needs for us to enhance the relations with Indonesia. It's not only that the Prime Minister is coming, but with him together we will have a very great delegation, and he will bring half of the Hungarian cabinet with him, which means he will take also, coming with him, four ministers, two state secretaries, and also a lot of specialties from Hungarian institutions.
Moreover, Hungarian Ambassador to Indonesia Judith Nemeth Peck also explained that there will be memorandum of understanding signing between Indonesia and Hungary in the field of agriculture and fisheries, research and technology education, trade, business contract, and many more, which are expected to be a strategic cooperation for mutual benefit for those countries in the future. She said the Prime Minister will also visit Gajah Mada University, Borobudur Temple, and Yogyakarta Palace. The terrorism action and threat can be happened in any country. However, it needs collective awareness of national elements to be united to prevent it, so that terrorism action will not happen anymore. Former chairman of National Board of Counterterrorism, Anshad Bai, said this, were confirmed by RRI Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta on Wednesday. Currently, more than 3,200 Indonesian students are studying in Germany, an increase of 30% from the last 4 years. Germany is the most popular studying destination country in Europe for Indonesia and the fifth country for the world. Anshat Mbai asked the people to be more careful in analyzing a certain religious teaching. It is only endanger themselves and may influence to commit crimes such as terrorism. Indonesia, which has millions of migrant workers overseas, particularly in the Middle East, should protect them from the influence of the ISIS radical group. After all, as per report, certain Indonesian citizens did join the group which proclaimed itself as the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, an organization which mainstream Islam rejects its Islam label since ISIS believes in spreading terror and cruelty to further its cause. Therefore, Indonesia, the country with the world's largest Muslim population, should protect its citizens from the teaching and influence of the ISIS. The government needs to work out a program that makes people aware about the misleading struggle and radicalism of the group. Indonesian citizens, particularly Indonesian migrant workers abroad, need such education. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Jakarta Governor Basuki Cahayapurnama said that he could not regularly visit cities abroad that have become sister cities because he is busy taking care of Jakarta, especially during the rainy season. Governor Ahok said that he is focusing on preventing flood from spreading in the capital. Moreover, the La Nina hurricane, which is predicted to pass over Indonesia in June or July, is said to bring increased precipitation. Ahok said that he does not want the capital to be flooded, especially in June when the gubernatorial candidate registration process for the 2017 elections will take place. Ahok said 21 cities across the world have become Jakarta's sister cities. If he had to visit them all regularly, he would find it hard to manage his time. For example, Ahok said London Mayor Boris Johnson has asked him to visit London several times but haven't visited London yet. To promote the spirit of young people to learn the German language, Goethe Institute, in cooperation with German Embassy to Indonesia and the Association of German Language Teachers Indonesia, since November 2015, organized the selection of German Olympic of the national level. From 1,160 students who participate, they have been elected the best two, who will represent Indonesia, competed against competitors from 50 countries in Berlin next July. Head of Culture and Information Section of the German Embassy to Indonesia, Jörg Kinnan, on Tuesday, January 26, 2016, said, through the implementation of the German Olympics is to further tighten the relationship between Indonesia and Germany. Kinnan also explained, many Indonesian people who are interested to learn German because they have desire to study in Germany. The German Olympic may be the entrance for those who want to learn science, economics, and culture from Germany. Kinnan added, for the Federal Republic of Germany, Indonesia is an important country. There are many strategic cooperation between the two countries where it means the two countries will improve their cooperation in many fields. Kinnan pointed out, 2 weeks ago, the German Foreign Minister, Dr. Walter Steinmeier, had talks with Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi. German Chancellor Angela Merkel also had talks by telephone with President Joko Widodo. Kinnan hoped with the Olympics it could encourage Indonesian students to learn the German language. Health Minister Nila Mulo called on the need to improve the quality of health workers to be sent overseas by providing them with access to international certification. Following a number of discussions with other ministries, Nila said at the Vice Presidential Office on Tuesday, January 26, 2016, that the government had decided to issue a moratorium on sending nurses until there is a quality improvement. Several countries recruiting Indonesian health workers include Japan, Qatar, Taiwan, and the United States. Despite high demands from overseas, Nila said that the government would prioritize domestic demands on health workers. Nusron Wahid, head of the Agency for the Placement and Protection of Indonesian Migrant Workers, said that demands on Indonesian health workers for the next 10 years would reach 73,000 people. However, Nusron revealed that certification had been the main obstacle for Indonesian health workers to have employments overseas, as Indonesian certification had not been recognized yet by other countries. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. European Union mission to ASEAN officially inaugurated in Jakarta. Prime Minister of Hungary Viktor Orban to visit Indonesia in February. All national elements must unify to prevent terrorism action. That was the news.
Hello, listener. Here is commentary entitled Iranian President Visits Europe. Listener, after last Saturday, Chinese President Xi Jinping visited Iran. On Monday, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani started a 4-day visit to Europe. Italy is Rouhani's first visit. By bringing about 120 people, consisting of ministers and businessmen, President Rouhani visits Italy and France. Cooperation projects worth $18.4 billion in infrastructure, the steel industry and chip manufacturer has been agreed upon by Iran and Italy. While in Italy, President Hassan Rouhani met with Italian President Sergio Mattarella, Prime Minister Matteo Renzi, and Pope Francis in Vatican. Italian Economic Development Minister Federica Guidi said Italy is also very keen on re-establishing trade relations with Iran. 58% of Italian exports to Iran originating from the mechanical sector. This Wednesday, President Rouhani is also scheduled to visit France. Iran reportedly requires 400 long-distance aircraft and 100 short-distance aircraft to support the mobilization of its citizens and also to transport to various parts of the world after the lifting of the embargo. Iran hopes the new plans will boost tourism and trade. Earlier, during a visit by Chinese President Xi Jinping to Tehran last Saturday, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani witnessed the signing of 17 cooperation in the fields of politics, economy, security, and nuclear energy for peaceful purposes. The moderate President Hassan Rouhani is willing to submit the nuclear deal to end the economic sanctions imposed by the United Nations, the European Union, and the United States. The target is up to 8% of the economic growth and foreign investment by $30 to $50 billion per year. This is all done to meet its promise to prosper the people of Iran. His visit to Europe was done only about a week after the lifting of economic sanctions. President Rouhani wanted to bring home products and Western technology to show the Iranian people that the nuclear deal, which is opposed by the militants, would resolve the prolonged economic hardship. His stance was contrary to Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Khomeini, who did not believe in the West. When meeting Chinese President Xi Jinping on Saturday, Khomeini even proposed the Iranian government to increase economic and security cooperation with China, because Iran can never trust the West, while China is seen as more independent state. President Rouhani's decision to remain near with the West has shown that Iranian authorities are working hard to get out from the crush of economic difficulties, regardless to whom they can cooperate. Listener, that was commentary.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Welcome to Today in History, a daily segment of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, which brings back people and events from this day in the past, as recorded in history. Listener, we start with an event that happened on January 27, 1973, the signing of ceasefire of US-Vietnam. On January 27, 1973, after holding discussion for 4 years, peace agreement between the United States and North Vietnam was signed in Paris. war between America and North South Vietnam formed its own government that was supported by the United States. Based on the Paris Agreement, America is supposed to withdraw its troops from South Vietnam. The American troops then began to withdraw, and North Vietnam restored nearly 600 American prisoners. Total number of the U.S. soldiers who killed in the Vietnam War reached 60,000, and tens of thousands others were injured. Both South Vietnam or North Vietnam who were killed reached 2 million people. On January 27, 1981, the sinking of Indonesia's KMP Tampo Mas 2 ship. Tampo Mas 2 departed from Tanjung Priok Harbor on Saturday, January 24, 1981, at 19 a.m. and was estimated to arrive in Ujung Pandang on Monday, January 26, 1981, at 10 p.m. A pilot skipper mentioned that one of the ship's engines had broken down before leaving. The ship carried dozens of motor vehicles, 1,055 registered passengers, and 82 crew members on board. The estimated total passengers, including stowaways, was 1,442, around 20. On January 25th, in stormy weather, some part of the engine experienced fuel leaks and cigarette butts coming down from the vents, igniting the leaking fuel. The fire began to spread to the engine room, where there was unisolated fuel. As a result, in the morning of January 27th, there was an explosion in the engine room, which created an entrance for the seawater to fill the compartments. Finally, at 12:45 on January 27th, the ship sank to the bottom of the Java Sea. Rescuers estimated 431 people were killed, 143 bodies have been recovered, and 282 people lost with the ship, while 753 people have been rescued. And we conclude with an event. The Indonesian World Record Museum is established on January 27, 1990. Indonesian World Record Museum, MURI, Indonesia, established by Jaya Suprana in Jamu Jago Industrial Estates, Serondol, South Semarang. MURI, inaugurated by the Coordinating Minister for People's Welfare, Suparjo Rustam, and Coordinating Minister for Political and Security, Sudomo, and witnessed by the Chairman of the Indonesian Red Cross, Ibnu Sutowo, and Central Java Governor, Ismail. The museum is a superlative adjustment data on record happened in Indonesia in order to uphold the pillars of the national pride of Indonesia to get more willing to appreciate the initiative and the work of the Indonesian people themselves. As the time goes by, it turned out public response is remarkable, so that it is then create a record breakings not only limited in the scope of Indonesia, but also the world records. Hence the name MURI developed into Indonesian World Records Museum. The establishment of Indonesian MURI as record agency later became the inspiration for other countries, which are then also set a national record holder institutions respectively. Listener, that was a regular segment of Today in History from RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Bye for now.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
Welcome to Voice Green, today's edition entitled Poaching is Greatest Threat to Indonesia's Wild Animals. Secretary General of the Natural Resources Conservation and Ecosystem, Ministry of Environment and Forestry, Novianto Bambang, said poaching became one of the biggest threats that caused the extinction of wildlife in Indonesia. In Global Species Management Planning Workshop at Royal Park Safari Garden, Cisarua, Bogor, West Java, Novianto said that currently there happened the decline trend of animals in Indonesia and endangered due to the reduction or destruction of habitat and poaching. Indonesia is allegedly a country with a rate threatened against the extinction of species and genetic extremely high. One of these three species are the Javanese bull, hawk deer, and anoa. According to Novianto, bull in East Java are often hunted by communities because the animal damage farmland and plantation located around the national park, while anoa hunted for their meat consumption. He said that in the 5-year work plan, the government aims to increase the population of 25 species of endangered wildlife to 10%, including the Javanese bull, hawk deer, and anoa. Gradually, the three species are part of a priority, including elephants, Sumatran tigers, proboscis monkeys, Javan eagles, and tapir, which totally there are 25 species. Novianto mentioned a significant effort to prevent the extinction of Indonesia's species endemic needs to be done by setting the protection stages of various species of animal by implementing laws and regulations. Other conservation effort must also be made through systematic activities, both in situ and the ex situ conservation. Ex situ conservation is focused through breeding program for priority species in zoos and conservation organizations to back up the population in its natural habitat. Novianto added that conservation effort for all three species, Javanese bull, hawk deer, and anoa, involve the Indonesian Association of Zoos, which is implemented globally through GSMP by involving zoo association in Europe, North America, and the International Association of Natural Conservation, IUCN. He said that Indonesia cannot work alone. As part of a global state, can learn and transfer of information to countries that are already doing ex situ conservation globally, such as Brazil, Australia, and Europe, as well as America. Listener, that was Voigrip. Listener, welcome to News in Brief. The European Union's mission to the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN, was officially inaugurated in Jakarta on Tuesday, with officials saying it will be exclusively dedicated to strengthen relationship that is already excellent. Hungarian Ambassador to Indonesia Judith Nemetpack, on press conference to media in Jakarta on Tuesday, said Prime Minister of Hungary Viktor Orban, with his entourage, will make official visit to Indonesia to increase the bilateral cooperation. The terrorism action and threat can be happened in any country. However, it needs collective awareness of national elements to be united to prevent it, so that terrorism action will not happen anymore. Indonesia, which has millions of migrant workers overseas, particularly in the Middle East, should protect them from the influence of the ISIS radical group. After all, as per report, certain Indonesian citizens did join the group which proclaimed itself as the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, an organization which mainstream Islam rejects its Islam label since ISIS believes in spreading terror and cruelty to further its cause. Jakarta Governor Basuki Cahayapurnama said that he could not regularly visit cities abroad that have become sister cities because he is busy taking care of Jakarta, especially during the rainy season. To promote the spirit of young people to learn the German language, Goethe Institute, in cooperation with German Embassy to Indonesia and the Association of German Language Teachers Indonesia, since November 2015, organized the selection of German Olympic of the national level. Health Minister Nila Muluk called on the need to improve the quality of health workers to be sent overseas by providing them with access to international certification. Following a number of discussions with other ministries, Nila said at the Vice Presidential Office on Tuesday, January 26, 2016, that the government had decided to issue a moratorium on sending nurses until there is a quality improvement. That was News in Brief.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at em.voi.co.id.
You're still tuned to the frequencies of 9525 kHz or through audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here is our next program, Indonesian Wonder, and let's speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, it is a pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll invite you to visit Rembang, Central Java, to enjoy typical food lontong tuyuhan. Stay tuned. Listeners, lontong, a dish made of compressed rice cake in the form of cylinder wrapped inside a banana leaf, has been popular in every region in Indonesia, such as lontong sayur Jakarta, lontong balap from Surabaya, and many more. Listeners, lontong tuyuhan is one of typical food from Rembang. It is called lontong tuyuhan because the maker and the sellers of this food are from Tuyuhan Village, Pancur Sub-District, Rembang, Central Java. This typical food consists of lontong with vegetable, which is cooked using light coconut milk, the taste of hazelnut, cumin, and onions. This lontong tuyuh is usually served complete with slices of chicken and also tempeh poured with red and hot seasoning. To relieve its spicy, usually the seller provides water in a jar. This jar is a teapot, which is made from clay. But you do not have to worry if you have never drunk from the clay jar. You can order other beverage. Listeners, besides delicious, lontong tuyuhan also has its own uniqueness comparing to other lontong preservation. Generally, lontong has oval shape, while lontong tuyuhan is triangle. And most of lontong tuyuhan vendor is male, because there is a myth that lontong tuyuhan will be more delicious if served by a man. Another uniqueness of lontong tuyuhan is the water, which is used to cook it, which comes from Tuyuhan Village land. Without the water from Tuyuhan land, this lontong will be less delicious. Because of that, lontong tuyuhan sold outside Rembang Regency usually has different taste from its original region. Listeners, now lontong tuyuhan can be found almost throughout Rembang region in Central Java. But the typical taste and nuance is only found at tourism culinary complex of lontong tuyuhan. Because vendors at this complex generally use lontong tuyuhan recipe from generation to generation inherited to tuyuhan women. So, no wonder if tuyuhan men only know how to cook it, but they cannot cook it. The vendors sell lontong tuyuhan at tourism culinary complex starting from 12 p.m. until 8 p.m. local time. All stalls have the same model. namely wooden long chairs called dingklik and wooden table with plastic tablecloths with flower motifs. A place to make lontong is also very special. It is a yoke with pole from bamboo and rattan. It makes lontong tuyuhan look very special. One portion of lontong tuyuhan is not really expensive. Enjoying lontong tuyuhan is more delicious if accompanied by iced tea or young coconut ice. Listeners from tourism culinary complex of Lontong Tuyuhan, visitors can also enjoy beautiful scenery, rice fields and cane plantation, as well as Mount Bugel in the east are suitable place to take a picture. Listeners, that was Indonesian Wonder for today. We meet again tomorrow with another topic. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
How to speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello, listener, wherever you are, meet again on Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment introducing you to Indonesian vocabulary and idioms, as well as their use in conversation. Today's topic is berbelanja di toko serba ada, or in English means shopping at department store. Stay tuned. As usual, first, I will say the Indonesian vocabulary and idioms related to our topic today. I will say them twice slowly, and you can repeat after me. Toko serba ada. Toko serba ada. In English, department store. Kemarin. Kemarin. In English, yesterday. Harga. Harga. In English, price. Murah. Murah. In English, cheap. Di mana lokasinya? Di mana lokasinya? In English, where is the location? Tidak jauh dari rumahku. Tidak jauh dari rumahku. In English, not far from my house. Barang apa saja? Barang apa saja? In English, what is available in there? Macam-macam. Macam-macam. In English, various. Kebutuhan sekolah. Kebutuhan sekolah. In English, school needs. Buku. Buku. In English, book. Kertas. Kertas. In English, paper. Pulpen. Pulpen. In English, pen. Alat rumah tangga. Alat rumah tangga. In English, household items. Apa yang kamu beli? Apa yang kamu beli? In English, what do you buy? Di sana. Di sana. In English, there. Selusin. Selusin. In English, a dozen. Berapa harganya? Berapa harganya? in English? How much? 5,000 rupiah. 5,000 rupiah. In English? 5,000 rupiahs. 500 rupiah. 500 rupiah. In English? 500 rupiahs. Per buah. Per buah. In English? Each. Kualitas. Kualitas. In English? Quality. Lumayan. Lumayan. In English? Not bad. Untukku. Untukku. In English? For me. Adikku. Adikku. In English? My brother or my sister. Nanti sore. Nanti sore. In English? This afternoon. Aku akan kesana. Aku akan kesana. In English? I will go there. Now, here is a conversation example between Tony or A and Rina or B. I will say them twice slowly and you can repeat after me. A. Rina, kemarin aku pergi ke toko serba ada. Rina, kemarin aku pergi ke toko serba ada. In English? Rina, I went to the department store yesterday. Barang yang dijual di sana murah-murah. Barang yang dijual di sana murah-murah. In English, the goods are cheap. B. Oh, aku belum tahu. Oh, aku belum tahu. In English, oh, I didn't know that. Di mana lokasinya? Di mana lokasinya? In English, where is it? A. Di Jalan Gatot Subroto, tidak jauh dari rumahku. Di Jalan Gatot Subroto, tidak jauh dari rumahku. In English, on Gatot Subroto Street, not far from my house. B. Barang apa saja yang dijual di sana? Barang apa saja yang dijual di sana? In English, what is available in there? A. Macam-macam, mulai dari kebutuhan sekolah, buku, kertas, pulpen, juga alat-alat rumah tangga. Macam-macam, mulai dari kebutuhan sekolah, buku, kertas, pulpen, juga alat-alat rumah tangga. In English, various, such as school needs, book, paper, pen, and even household items. B. Apa yang kamu beli di sana? Apa yang kamu beli di sana? In English, what did you buy? A. Aku hanya membeli selusin pulpen. Aku hanya membeli selusin pulpen. In English, I bought a dozen of pens only. B. Berapa harganya? Berapa harganya? In English, how much is it? A. 5,000 rupiah. 5,000 rupiah. In English, 5,000 rupiahs. B. Selusin pulpen harganya 5,000 rupiah. Selusin pulpen harganya 5,000 rupiah. In English, 5,000 for a dozen of pens. Jadi, per buah harganya kurang dari 500 rupiah. Jadi, per buah harganya kurang dari 500 rupiah. In English, so, each pan is less than 500 rupiah. Murah sekali. Murah sekali. In English, very cheap. Apa kualitasnya bagus? Apa kualitasnya bagus? In English, is the quality good? Ya, lumayan. In English, yeah, not bad. Aku membelinya untukku dan adikku. Aku membelinya untukku dan adikku. In English, I bought it for me and my sister. B. Baiklah, nanti sore aku kesana. In English, alright, I will go there this afternoon. Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today. We meet you again next week with another interesting topics. Thank you very much for listening and sampai jumpa.
Music Corner. Presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia. Hello, listener of Error Evolve Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back to Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian original music, either traditional or modern ones. In today's edition, we'll present you an Indonesian popular music which is present in the pop music industry in Indonesia. Utal Likumahua. Well, listener, let's listen to the song entitled Puncak Asmara by Utal Likumahua. Happy listening. We'll be right back. Listener Uta Likumahua, Nyong Ambon, was born on August 1, 1955, as an Indonesian pop singer who is popular with his songs entitled Puncak Asmara in the 80s era. The combined chord and ringing tones, the songs are a little more complicated than the usual pop songs. No wonder Uta Likumahua's songs quickly gained a place in the heart of fans, especially young peoples in the last future. Well, listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Sesaat Kau Hadir by Uta Likumahua. Happy listening.
Ketika aku jatuh bangun dan jatuh dalam langkah menyusuri kehidupanku yang kelam dan hampir-hampir ku tak dapat melangkah lagi. Dirimu hadir bagaikan sinar menerangi jalanku. Kau tunjukkan arah mana yang kini harus ditempuh agar diriku tak sesat lagi seperti dulu. Bersama bayanganmu kami seakan-akan ku sejaga dari mimpi-mimpi dari kehidupan yang semut dan melenakanku. Membuatku terlupa akan segala-galanya. Hari ini hanya
selam tarapi Bila esok sinar mentari pagi Kan bersinar lagi Aku kan menuju cita-cita yang pasti Bagaikan sinar menerangi jalanku Kau tunjukkan arah mana yang kini harusku Agar diriku tak sesat lagi seperti dulu Bersambar bayanganmu kati Seakan-akan ku terjaga dari mimpi Dari kehidupan yang semu dan melenakanku Membuatku terlupa akan segala-galanya hari ini Aku mencoba berdiri dan melangkah lagi Bila esok sinar mentari pagi kan bersinar lagi Aku kan menuju cita-cita yang pasti
Listener, Uta Likumahua penetrate the peak of his career not to obstacles, because at that time, where Indonesian music still fixated on the type of pure pop, giving the impression of strong growth of Indonesian music experience to stagnation, but with new colors, were presented to music fans in this country, Uta immediately soared to the surface. The moment does not go unpunished by Uta together with friends and relatives. By release Tersiksa Lagi album, Uta Likumahua name skyrocketed. No longer take part in the singing world, father of two children occupy themselves with spiritual activities while still following the development of music in this country, but unfortunately, the middle of busy, he was stricken with a disease that eventually shut down all activities and shortly undergo treatment. Uta Likumahua died on 13 September 2011. Well, listener, to conclude our program for today, let's listen to the last two songs entitled Esok Kan Masih Ada and Aku Pasti Datang by Uta Likumahua. Happy listening and enjoy the song. Sampai jumpa.
Wajahmu ku pandang dengan gemas Melata air mata selalu ada di pipimu Hai nona manis, biarkanlah bumi berputar Melurus kehendak yang kuasa Apakah artinya sebuah derita Bila kau yakin itu pasti akan berlalu Hai nona manis, biarkanlah bumi berputar Menurut kehendak yang kuasa Tuhan ku tahu hidup ini
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Aku tersentak, bingung, dan gelisah. Tanpa terasa malam telah tiba. Kita berjanji untuk bertemu lagi untuk kesekian kali.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz. 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VOI Indonesia.